Yeah, I'm thinking inside, and the mountain lines are broken down tonight. I swallow my pride, but we're drowning in the ocean, and it's tearing my heart open, baby. We're having a low perfect yes, and it's knowing we're changing like the tide. Yeah, but I want you, I need you, and I guarantee you we'll make it out alive. Cause I don't wanna fight no more, even when the waves get rough. I don't wanna see the day we say we've had enough. And I don't wanna fight this war, but it's coming. Like battleship, boom, 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 and the cannon goes, boom, 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 and the cannon goes. Bombs fly through the air, and I know that we're both playing not so fair. Oh, show me you care. Got my white flag up and it's waving, cause you know this love's worth saving, baby. We're hopping, we're low versus yes, and it's knowing we're changing like the tide. Yeah, but I want you, I need you, and I guarantee you we'll make it out alive. Cause I don't wanna fight no more, even when the way. And the cannon goes.
welcome to RAWF Love Hurts, our annual first pay-per-view of the year of 2022. We are here in Indianapolis, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and if we had the doors open, you could hear the crowd going crazy for tonight's contests. Let's bring in my co-host and see if he's thawed out any. Let's bring in. Need Snoop Dogg when you have El Vacant, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, senor. What's the shizzle?
I see you. You're not wearing the parka tonight, but I guess you've probably been in the building for a while, all warmed up.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't gone outside since last night. Last night, I've gotten a lot of angry texts from the nephews. Though I got to tell you, they're telling me it's like 18 degrees out there.
Oh, they'll be all right. I mean, what are you gonna do? It's what happened. So what if I decide I want Love Hurts to be in a cold weather city in Indianapolis in middle of February? So what if I want to put it up against the Super Bowl? I'm Lord Amadeus. I can do that.
I mean, clearly no one stopped you.
This is where I'm starting my run for Ego of the Year for the Glitchies next year. Just letting you know.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there. I don't know. It's hard spot to beat this year. I mean, what, you ran against the Super Bowl. We had a show on Christmas Day. What else?
it is what it is. And, occasionally I've even gone up against a rival company's pay-per-view, which isn't going to happen anymore on Sundays, which is going to happen more on Saturdays from what I can tell. But, oh, well, such is life. But at any rate, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Love Hurts. We are live here in Indianapolis. We've got quite the show for you. And those of you paying attention to the Super Bowl, in case you aren't and you want to know, at halftime, it's the LA Rams 13, Cincinnati 10. So, at any rate. All right, so let's move on now to talking about our card tonight, Love Hurts, live here in Indianapolis. And we'll start with the main event. It is Simply the Best defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Diesel Warrior. Two very strong individuals. But the shadow of the Immortal Griffith is looming for whoever walks out tonight as the World Heavyweight Championship, as the World Heavyweight Champion in RAWF, El Vacant. And, you know, they've both had their words with Griff over the last month or so. I mean, and we know he will be watching this contest no matter what happens in his match for the Triple Crown Championship. This one is going to be interesting to say the least. Who do you think will win this match, and do you think Griff's presence will affect the outcome?
You know, I don't know. Like, Griff is, you know, he's a very complex guy, right? Like, so sometimes it's hard to tell what he's going to do. But in general, even at his worst, it's rare that he interferes in other people's matches. Like, he'll go and watch. He may have stuff to say. He may do something after the match. But it's pretty – I would be pretty surprised if he got involved. I mean, I'm sure he'll have a lot to say because the only person who talks more than him is Money too.
True enough. With that being said, STB is a champion's advantage tonight. I would say if I were to put some money – on the match, I'd have to go with STB tonight. No offense to DW. She's been a hell of a competitor, and she will, I have a feeling, will be world champion someday, the way as strong as she has been. But I do not know that tonight is that night. Agree or disagree?
I think I agree. Actually, I think I do. I think STB is gonna. Well, let's see. I don't know if he is going. I hope he's going to kind of find that wrestler inside of him that we saw, you know, a pay-per-view ago, right? Like, if we see that guy, he wins.
Agreed. So we find out tonight, STV taking on Diesel Warrior in our main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. Platinum Dragon Championship will be on the line. Mithras defends against Deez for the second consecutive pay-per-view. It is the third time he's had defended that title against Deez in several months. Third time could possibly be for the charm for Deez. Can he get over the Mithras hump tonight when he goes up against the title machine for that Platinum Dragon Championship?
I mean, can we rephrase that?
You don't like the get over the hump?
The Mithras hump. It makes it's.
It sounds like a dance move.
It's a dance move.
The Mithras hump. Do the Mithras hump, hump. Do the Mithras hump.
No, he's out there. He's looking at you, right?
Hey, you know, he's not the only media mogul we have around here. But at any rate, moving along, who do you predict between Deez and Mithras?
I've been saying this all along. I think it's going to be a great fight, but I'm pretty sure Mithras is probably going to walk away with that.
You're predicting Mithras? I have to go with the history here, and Mithras certainly does not just have history with Deez, not just with the Platinum Dragon Championship, but here at Love Hurts, some of his greatest wins in RAWF happened at Love Hurts. This is kind of his event. I agree with you. I think Mithras retains tonight. With that being said, moving on, national championship, it is Chris Cage and Nightcrawler, the unsettled king of RAWF, Chris Cage and Nightcrawler. So, I mean, we've said it many times, these two or more, you would think this one would be a bloody mess. Consider if it was a FUBAR City Championship match, a White Lightning Championship, this is where we would love to see them in one of those two matches, but we get them in the National Championship. Maybe we see some bud tonight between these two?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, and we might see someone wearing wrestling boots. Who knows?
Yeah, good point. But who do you see walking out as national champion? Is it Chris Cage, who right now is running with the third longest reign in RAWF history with the national title? Or do you see Nightcrawler coming out of it as the victor and new national champion?
Under these rules, under standard, you know, Marcus of Queensberry rules, well, actually that's boxing, we don't follow those, but you know what I mean. Under standard, you know, wrestling rules, I have to go with Chris Cage on this.
I mean, I think Nightcrawler is due. That's the thing. Chris Cage, he's a great champion. He's won a lot of belts here in RAWF, and this is the longest reign he's ever had with a title. I think Nightcrawler may be due, and I'm going to predict Nightcrawler to win the national title tonight and bring the national title to Anarchy. So that's my prediction. We'll see what happens. We'll see which one of us is right tonight here in just a little while. Estrogen title will be on the line. Tigress will defend against Crazy Mama, who won the Biatch of the Month. And she is capable of doing so. She's capable of being Estrogen champion. She has been Estrogen champion before. Yet Tigress, right now, I mean, considering since her return from a major injury a couple months ago, has been on fire, has had it going on. She was very close to being our world champion last month against STB. So who do you think walks out as Estrogen champion tonight?
I think Tigress. is going to win that hands down. I don't even think that's a contest.
I mean, I don't know if I agree that it won't be a contest, but I do agree that Tigress right now is going to be – it's tough to wrest that estrogen title away from. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I predict you're right with Tigress. Denzel the Giant, Aaron McFadden. Aaron McFadden, the definitive underdog, I think, here, going into this match against Denzel, considering the mood that Denzel's been in and the tear he's been on. But at the same time, McFadden had a pretty strong Arsehole of the Month run there. Defeating some surprising opponents, including, I believe, the Immortal Griffith. So does McFadden have a take to win one last match and bring home his first RAWF gold against Denzel the Giant?
Look, is it possible? Absolutely. Like, I mean, if he manages to keep that streak going, like, you know, how he got the shot, yeah, he could. It's completely feasible. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to say he's going to. I don't think the odds are in his favor. I mean, I think the smart money is on Denzel here. But, you know, I'm not going to count him out. You know, he got the shot. So obviously he's not, he's not playing around.
Yeah. I don't think he's got much of a shot. I like Aaron. I think he's been doing a great job. I think he's up and coming. I think someday he is going to get that goal, that championship somewhere along his RAWF career if he keeps improving as he has. But I don't think running into Denzel at this particular time in this particular place is going to happen for him. I see Denzel walking out still the men's champion. Maeve O'Hare defends the Midnight Hobo Championship against Luke Cage, her former tag team partner. These two, the relationship is quite odd. They were friends, and they weren't friends, and they were, and then, you know, she volunteered to tag with him a couple of weeks ago in a kind of a reunion, but, you know, she's obviously not. Yeah, didn't go too well, I don't think. But to be honest with you, I think, I mean, we know how much Maeve wants to keep onto that belt, but she's taking on a pretty strong opponent. How do you see this playing out?
I think Maeve's probably going to retain. You know, like I've said before, she's got to, she's got to use her speed. She's got to use, she's got to fight her fight. She can't get sucked into his. Now, that being said, as I pointed out last night, one of the reasons she's been able to beat him in the past is because he's always sort of relied on the fact that he's, really big, strong guy. But of late, he's realized that he can't just rely on that. He's got to spread out his repertoire, as it were. And he's been doing that. And I think that's going to make him a little harder of an opponent. I think that's going to make him a little less predictable. And I think that it's going to kind of even the playing field a little bit. I'm still saying it's probably going to be Maeve walking out with the title, but I think it's going to be probably a pretty close fight.
I agree. This one is, I think this is definitely one of the tougher challenges Maeve has faced during this whole Midnight Hobo run that she's had over the last year and two couple of months. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Luke beat her. I'm not saying I would like to see it, but I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised. But I agree. I think Maeve, right now, the smart money's on her just because history shows the tough opponent she faces, she walks out looking, smelling like roses. So there you go. Maeve O'Hare, we both predict, will retain the Midnight Elbow Championship. The Hawkster Bully defends the FUBAR-C Championship against the Irish Icon, Marcus Conan. Yeah, I know you have gone on the record saying you believe this is Marcus's match to win.
I do. I 100%. I believe that is 100% true. It's not going to be easy. And if he doesn't win, I'm not going to be, shocked and up in arms. I mean, look who he's facing. But I think this is his shot.
I like Marcus. Obviously, great guy, tough competitor. He's made his mark. He won the Superstars Championship a few weeks ago. Lost it a couple weeks ago as well. But He has yet to really have a signature win here in RAWF. He has yet to really make that to the next level. And I honestly believe that if he does win tonight, then I'll have certainly more faith in him going forward. But I think tonight the Hawkster Bully right now is the better of the two athletes and better of the two fighters. And I don't think Hawkster is going to lose that title tonight. So I will disagree with you there. I think Hawkster retains tonight the FUVarsity Championship.
Here's the thing. I like Marcus, okay. and I do think it's his time. I think he's going to do it. But I will say this. If Hawkster retains, I will not be saddened at all, because what it'll tell me is that the Hawkster who came into this company and kind of lit a fire under his own ass and did some pretty amazing stuff when he first came in, right? It means we kind of got that guy back, right? Not whatever happened to him in the last, few months. So obviously I'm an employee, but as a fan of RAWF, I think we win no matter what. Like, when Marcus wins, he gets that landmark victory that, I think will help set his career. I agree with you on that. That's awesome for him and for the company and for the fans. But if he loses, right, if Hawkster comes out here and performs at the level that it will take to beat Marcus and he retains, that's awesome too.
Agreed. And, of course, Hawkster right now has some pretty powerful friends, some pretty powerful comrades giving him advice. So, I think Hawkster still retains the FUVarsity Championship. Marcus may have to find his gold elsewhere. Wildfire will defend the Triple Crown Championship against Miss Beautifatal and the Immortal Griffith. Now, we've talked about this at length. Griffith right now is on one of his tears where he's unstoppable, where he is unbreakable, where he refuses to lose because he is on a mission. Wildfire and Miss B, both very tough competitors, and I mean, they're going to have to team up to even have a chance to beat the Immortal Griffith. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, 100% agree.
But the truth of the matter is, I really don't think the Immortal Griffith loses his match tonight. There's too much at stake, too much on the line. Knowing him, how driven he is when he has a goal in mind, he is one of the most unstoppable wrestlers in all of WU, not just RAWF. So with that being said, do you agree with me that the Immortal Griffith is probably going to be Triple Crown Champion when all said and done?
I do. I think I will be genuinely shocked if that is not what happens. And that's not a shot on either Wildfire or Miss Beauty Fatale, right? They are wonderful wrestlers in their own right. Wildfire has been a great champion. I just think this is the wrong time to be in that man's way.
Agreed. All right. This one I've been looking forward to because I don't know what to expect from this match, but I look forward to it just because, first of all, I love saying the challenger's name. And because these two
have... Hold on. I got to wait. Ready? All right. Go ahead.
All right. Kane the Governor defends the Multimedia Championship against the Moose. I love saying that name. Kane versus the Moose tonight. Both, and we've talked about this. Kane is starting to get the RAW vibe about him. I got to give him credit. There for a while, he would be on the cusp, but I didn't think he quite understood what he had to do to get it done in RAWF. Now I think he's actually starting to understand what it takes to win in RAWF. The Moose does not have that vibe. He doesn't have that vibe. He doesn't understand talk more. Winning isn't all the end all beat all in RAWF. It helps, and that's how he got to the spot he is. He went had a pretty good record in the rankings period, got to this spot. But the Moose could be so much better if he would just have a little bit more mic time, if you will.
Like if he were a little marketable.
Yes, exactly. But considering he got here, he's there, he's in the match, does he have the talent to beat Kane the Governor? I think he does. The Moose, I predict, will be the new Multimedia Champion.
That's what I said last night. You told me I was crazy.
I did not.
Well, okay. You disagreed with me.
Well, I changed my mind.
Just because you realized I was right.
Maybe. All right. So, but that one is going to be a spectacular match either way. I think Kana and Muz will give us a show tonight here at Love Hurts.
Interestingly enough, I have to agree with you. Like, at first, I always knew it was going to be a good match. You have two, I mean, quite frankly, ring technicians, right? Like, they're both, that phrase equally counts for both of them. But I've done a little research since last night. I was, kind of going through old tapes and doing that, and I looked at some of their indie work, right? And it turns out these two know each other actually pretty well. Like, from the indies, they have faced each other a lot.
Is that right?
So that's going to make it interesting.
Definitely. That's definitely a match I'm keeping an eye out on, just because those two I know have the talent to be top stars in RAWF. I want to see them put on a show tonight with that multimedia championship on the line. Tag team titles will be on the line. Swords and Scimitars right now on one hell of a tear, despite Teflon Sheik's injury, I'm told is close to being 90% at this point, and he may return to singles action following Love Hurts. But tonight they face the Opaque Brotherhood, Killer Neptune and Uncle Frank, who are former champions. And a matter of fact, as was pointed out to me last night, are the team that broke Apex's record streak a few years ago. They're back. Like I said last night, these two have been together a lot longer than I don't know if they've been together longer than Sheik and Claymore. I'm not sure what those two did in their careers and tags before they came to RAWF, but the Opaque Brotherhood know what it's like to win the RAWF tag team titles and upset an epic team. So who do you think will be tag team champions when the smoke clears here at Love Hurts?
I think it's still going to be Claymore and Sheik, and that pains me to say. It pains me to say, but I don't see the belts moving.
Wow, that had to pain you to say. I'm gonna be more of an upbeat because Killer Neptune and Frank have a lot of good history, a lot of good vibes going for them here at Love Hurts. I think tonight may be the night we see Swords and Scimitars lose those titles. I'm betting on the Opaque Brotherhood to become new tag team champions. Mithras to defend the Powerball Championship against Marcus Conan. So, I already spoke my piece about Marcus and how I feel about him. I said if he beats Hawkster, it would be his signature win. But to beat Mithras for a title at a pay-per-view would also be a signature win, certainly in his career, and have me thinking, we may have ourselves a pretty tough top star here in Marcus Conan. What do you think? Can he beat Mithras for a Powerball championship, or does Mithras just brush him off and move on?
All right. So look, if that was the only match Mithras had tonight, right? That was it. If that's where his concentration was. No, Marcus doesn't win that match. He's just not there yet. He's just not at that place in his development yet where he's going to walk into a title match at a pay-per-view in RAWF against the title machine and win. But that's not what's happening here. This is a match that very well, and I'm assuming here, I could be wrong, very well could be an afterthought for the title machine because of the level of the other competitors he has tonight. And if that's true, if this is a match that he's, maybe overlooking a little bit, maybe didn't really pay attention to him, maybe didn't do his normal research on the guy, maybe he's been paying more attention to hey, I got Tigress and Bees tonight, frankly, if I'm him, that's what I'm thinking because it's Tigress and Bees. I mean, he's got both of them in one night. Like, don't tell me they're not, they didn't work together on that, right? So I'm just saying maybe he's not paying attention so much to the Youngblood guy, and that's his chance to kind of eke out a win that maybe he wouldn't normally get.
Well, if he does, I certainly would consider it a major victory and a major feather in Marcus's cap if he were to win the Powerball championship.
And hey, like you were saying earlier, that he needed that signature win to kind of stamp his career. You don't get much more than that if he pulls this off. Like,
yep, agreed.
Pretty big.
Agreed.
Now,
all right.
Do I think it's going to happen? No. But can it happen? Yeah, it can. It can happen.
You just can't bet. It's hard. It's extremely hard.
I would not put money on this match. I just wouldn't. I would skip this one.
It's extremely hard to ever put money against Mythos in any given night for any given title, which leads us to his defense of the White Lightning Championship against Denzel the Giant. Denzel also, like Marcus, they both have two matches, one of them against Mythos. This one is in the electrified steel cage, and Mythos seems to have gotten a good grasp. You know, a couple years ago, if you had told me Mythos would be one hell of a hardcore electrified steel cage wrestler, I would have said you were crazy. But he's shown his worth, certainly in that category over the last year or so. And the White Lightning Championship is certainly something that means something to him because he's held that now for quite a while.
So here's the funny thing. Like, if you had only ever paid attention to him here in RAWF, I could see where you would think that, like, oh, well, you know, he's more of a, you know, straight wrestling guy. He's kind of a purist. He kind of comes at the business from an old school standpoint. He's not really much of a hardcore guy. But here's the thing. If you actually go and you follow his indie career before, you know, not here in RAWF, no, that guy has spilled some blood and shed some blood, right? Like, he has done quite a lot in hardcore out there. And I guess apparently he finally decided it was time to show RAWF, you know, exactly that part of his personality. Wow, boy, has he.
Yeah, certainly. And, but Denzel at the same time, he's got a new attitude. So that one's going to be interesting.
Or is it a new attitude or an old attitude brought back? That's,
okay, fair enough. I think it's an old attitude brought back. He's bigger than Mythos. He's one of the few people that are bigger than Mythos, to be honest with you. So we will see what happens in the White Lightning Championship. You are, but you know, you're not facing him for the White Lightning Championship tonight.
No, I'm not. And no, I really don't want to be in that cage because, like, I'd have to hunch the whole time. No.
The fourth match for Mythos, the title machine, he challenges Tigress for the Hatfield-McCoy championship that he lost to her a couple of months ago. Of the four matches, is how much do you think this one means to him? We heard from him last night, but how much does this one mean to him as compared to the other three?
So, funny enough, part of the reason I think, even though this, you know, people may argue that it's, you know, the lowest ranking title that he's dealing with tonight, right? People may argue this because it's one of our, you know, tourney titles. It's not on the wall of, you know, title, whatever, you know, it is what it is, right? People may argue this. I don't think he's looking at it that way. I think he is simply looking at it as this so-and-so took this belt from me. I'm taking it back. And I think with that in mind, it's one of the reasons I think he's going to have a pretty good concentration on this particular match. I think he's going to go in there. I mean, look, I don't think I'm out of line by saying there's a little bit of ego at play. The man really likes to, you know, be at the top. He really likes to, you know, make sure he, you know, points out all the time how he's, you know, number one for the year, 2 years running, you know. It's like, and it's all true, right? It is what it is. It's not, I'm not taking a shot here. It's just, but he prides himself on these things. And I think that kind of guy, right? The guy who does that, who that's his goal is to be that guy. You take a title from him, he's going to do everything he can to take it right back.
Yep. Agreed. He is not one who, he does not like losing belts. And I'm sure this one, the loss to Tigress a couple months ago did sting, and I'm sure you're right. I wouldn't want to be Tigress right now defending that title against Mythos. But then I wouldn't want to defend the title against Mythos anytime, any place, if I'm being honest. All right. So, Champions Choice Championship, Killer Neptune, Knox Boogie, two members of the Opaque Brotherhood. This one, of course, set up by Mr. RAWF himself, Judgment, as he has for a while now. I mean, we talked with Judgment last night, and he's got plans for that title. But is he underestimating the fact that Knox Boogie could quite possibly walk away as Champions Choice Champion tonight, given that he didn't really – I mean, he's only slightly handcuffed in the fact he can't use defense or bag over Killa. Killa still has that advantage. But is he underestimating Knox? Is he planning too far ahead too quickly?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes. There is a complete chance that Knox may go in there and, you know, grab Killa by the throat and just start slamming him into the mat over and over and over one-handed until, like, he stops wriggling.
Yeah, true. Very true. And, you know,
And here's the worst part. He won't feel bad if he does it. Like, he'll just be like, stop. I told you to stop. Why are you still moving? Slam, slam, slam. Are you done? No, nope. Slam, slam. You know, like, why are you hitting yourself? Like, I'll wait for him to say that. Why are you hitting yourself?
I mean, as we heard from Paragon last night, Knox has been having a good old time ribbing Killa about the whole thing. So we will see. It could get very interesting very quickly. Usually we don't have a lot to talk about in the Champions Choice Championship match because we already know how one-sided it's going to be. But this one, a little bit of a question mark for Killa Neptune. Because, you know, things don't go quite his way. Knox Boogie's one is a Hall of Famer, former world champion. He knows how to capitalize on the littlest mistakes. So don't count Knox Boogie out of this one. This one could get interesting. All right, we got a couple of FUBAR City Street Fights to talk about. El Vacant, the Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy, taking on Cassie Joe. And, you know, I have never been one to like getting into the ring with Cougs just because of the claws. And, you know,
she so enjoys using on you?
That she so enjoys using on me. And that would be in a normal match that I wouldn't. And if FUBAR City Street Fight, I'd be scared to death to go up against Cougs. But then Cassie Joe and Cougs both have history. Cassie Joe knows Cougs a little bit better than I do, probably, as far as ring style. And probably a little less fearful of her. But right now, the Cougar is feeling feisty. If you heard what she had to say earlier at Love Hurts, she's feeling feisty. She's ready, and I think I wouldn't want to be Cassie Joe right now.
I mean, I don't think it looks good for Cassie Joe, but am I going to count Cassie Joe out? I'm absolutely not. She's actually quite talented in the ring. You know, and when she decides to actually pick up a mic, she you know, she does really well around here. I think the odds are in Cougar's favor, certainly, but I would not count Cassie Joe out.
Then we have another FUBAR City Street Fight. Bruce the Shark, who we talked to last week for a brief instance, called out Raven the Enchanted. That one could be a fun one in the streets of Indianapolis here. However, you know, Bruce, I hear Bruce doesn't take the cold weather very well. He's much better in the warmer waters of the Atlantic Ocean. Raven, however, is not too fearful of the cold. Who do you like here?
Honestly, I don't know enough about Bruce to have an opinion.
Well, that's
here.
True. You thought he was killing Neptune there for the longest time. So
I don't really know this dude. So I'm gonna pass because I don't know.
Yeah, agreed. That one could be tough. I'm pulling for Raven though, just because it's been a while since she's had a good match on pay-per-view. Last man standing match. It will be the chairman of RAWF, the Razor, taking on Joe Boo, the acolyte of the good man Claymore. We last night had an altercation between these two right in the studio, just a little ways away. Definitely no love lost between them. You've seen what happened. Who do you call for this match against this last man standing match? Who do you see walking away?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a good match. I don't see Razor winning this one.
I think Razor, when Razor's mad, you know, it takes a lot to get Razor mad, even though he would say differently. And, you know, what we saw out of Razor last night, going after Jobu right here in the studio, was a feistiest I hadn't seen from him in a while. So I think that may translate to a victory for him over Jobu tonight at Love Hurt. So I'm going to pull for Razor
To be fair, I would like Razor to win, because the whole point of this is Razor is trying to literally beat some sense into Jobu for some pretty bad decisions he's made lately, like really ill-advised decisions. I hope that Razor wins, I hope that Razor accomplishes what he's trying to accomplish, because, you know, from what I've seen of Jobu and the things he's doing and how he's performing, I think he's a very talented guy. I don't even think he's a bad guy. I just think he's got some questionable taste in mentors, and maybe someone could wake him up from that.
All right. On the undercard in the featured rankings matches, there's some interesting matchups, some very that could affect the top 25. Let's talk about real quick. We have Beast taking on Dev, Eva taking on Starlight. I know you don't disagree with that one. When two lovely blondes go at it, that's always a good time for El Vacant. You got Killer Neptune taking on his brother, the Paragon of Greatness, and those two actually have quite the bit of history here at Love Hurts. It's not the first time they faced off against each other at Love Hurts, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Larry Wrestling, the brash newcomer who started off hot, kind of tapered off. He's going up against Liam O'Shaughnessy. That could be interesting. Money Sue right now sitting, I think as of last night, was sitting in the number 3 spot. He takes on the Mancunian Maniac. Uber Vegan TPO versus Count of Monte Fisto could be interesting. And earlier this week, Claymore signed on to face an opponent he did not know. It was a client of Simple Simon. But just moments ago, we found out who that was. And here is the entrance of the said unknown opponent.
I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking.
That music, of course, was Papa Shaker. He will be taking on Claymore at Love Hurts tonight. And Papa Shaker actually announced his retirement not too long ago, but apparently had a change of heart, was convinced by this guy, Simple Simon, to return to be exclusive to RAWF. So Papa Shaker is back, and he's not someone to ignore. And I think Claymore may have bit off more than he can chew tonight. We will see. What do you think?
I mean, welcome back. I mean, it sounds like it was really more just sort of a vacation, but you know, if you decided you're like, hey, you know what, this retirement thing isn't for me, it's for the birds, I'm going back in. Good for him. He's certainly coming back with a hell of an opponent. I don't think this is what Claymore was expecting. No. Maybe being caught off guard like that is going to cost them that match.
We shall see. We shall see indeed. All right. So that is the rundown for Love Hurts tonight, folks. None of those matches have ended. I was just checking the event tab, the results from any matches that might have ended since I made the show. And it does not look like any of those matches have ended. So no results yet from tonight's pay-per-view. All right. So, El Vega, let's talk a little Love Hurts history, shall we? And this is the 8th annual Love Hurts pay-per-view. And it could have actually been 9, but for some reason, the first year of RAWF, February of RAWF's history, I decided to go with Groundhog Day, a show called Groundhog Fray, as our pay-per-view that month in 2014. So, but
I'm sorry. Did you say Groundhog Fray?
I did. What's wrong with that? I think that's good.
Wow.
I think that's great. I actually considered bringing it back.
And what, having two February pay-per-views? You can't not have Love Hurts.
I could.
It sounds like a bad plan.
I mean, considering that for some reason Love Hurts coincides with certain events, including the Super Bowl, it might benefit me to make a pay-per-view earlier, a couple weeks earlier or something, because, you know, I'm afraid of the Super Bowl, but there's other aspects as well going on that anyways. All right, but...
I mean, it's true. I mean, if we didn't have a pay-per-view today, we could be eating really good wings somewhere.
Yes, exactly. We would be having a Super Bowl party over there with Blaze McCoy. I hear he has a hell of a Super Bowl party. So, but with that being said, Love Hurts, the first Love Hurts was February 15th, 2015, in Columbus, Ohio, my hometown. And there were some interesting highlights that night. Mithras won the Midnight Hobo title for the first time from Canadian Enforcer and began a 224-day reign with it. And the Razor defeated Money Sue to become national champion and begin a 112-day reign with it. Those were the two major title changes at Love Hurts that year. And, that was pretty monumental. Mithras, of course, before Maeve won the title, was synonymous with the title for so long. And, a 224-day reign certainly was nothing to sneeze at, but of course it wasn't near as large as his second reign. But still, it was his first win with that Midnight Hobo title. It was the first time that we saw Mithras with that belt.
And where was that again?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, so it was like probably what, like 6 degrees?
I have no idea. I don't. I'd have to look it up. But what? I don't know. Who knows? I don't remember what the temperature was that night. It was 6 years ago for crying out loud, or 7 years ago. But anyways, next year in New Orleans, 2016 was actually on February 14th, Valentine's Day. And actually, Love Hurts has been on Valentine's. That is the only time Love Hurts has actually been on Valentine's Day. The major match from that pay-per-view was Paragon of Greatness making his pay-per-view debut in RAWF, defeating Killer Neptune in a My Brother's Reaper match. So I mentioned that tonight is not the first night those two have faced off at Love Hurts. That was the first time those two faced off at Love Hurts, and it was a hell of a match, if you recall.
I mean, I wasn't here then, but, you know, I've seen the replays, and it was pretty good.
I thought so. I thought it was good. But we'll see. Maybe
And where was that one?
That was in New Orleans.
It probably wasn't hugely cold in New Orleans then. All
right. Probably not. It might have been rainy. You know, just. All right. February 19th, 2017, we were in Oklahoma City for Love Hurts.
Okay, I was cold.
Probably, quite possibly. And the best match of that night, the featured match, Bubs defeated Gav to win the RAWF World Championship, her only reign. She would go on to lose it to Judgment 1 week later, thus securing the shortest world title reign in RAWF history. 7 days is the shortest world title reign in RAWF history, and it is held by Bubs. But she beat Gav that night to win the RAWF Championship. That was February 11th, 2018. We were in Honolulu, Hawaii.
I mean, why aren't we there now? It seems like it was probably really smart.
I didn't want to go to Hawaii. I guess. I don't know what. But the two big matches of that night, the Immortal Griffith won the FUBAR City Championship from Uncle Frank and the Men's Championship from the Paragon of Greatness, who ironically were both in the main event. Paragon went on to beat Uncle Frank in the main event in a My Brother's Reaper match and retained the World Heavyweight Championship. So that was an interesting evening in Honolulu. February 10th, 2019, we were in Las Vegas. The Paragon of Greatness competed in 5 matches, winning 3 of them, including a successful defense of the multimedia title against Vagina Muscles, winning the men's championship from Anton Dare, and he became world champion for the 3rd time by defeating Lady Vex. However, one of his losses was a My Brother's Reaper match against Killer Neptune. So, again,
sensing
those two.
A pattern.
Yeah, you're sensing a pattern here? I think Randy M. Draw, certainly last night when he spun the wheel and gave Paragon Killer Neptune, was playing a little trick on him. But that was definitely a big night for the Paragon of Greatness. He was definitely large and in charge that night. That was Las Vegas, by the way. You got a comment about the weather?
Well, I mean, it's the desert, so it gets pretty cold at night, but still probably better than here, 18 degrees.
February 9th, 2020, we were in Gay Paris, Paris, France. The two big matches that
I
night.
I remember that was
Lady Vex. Lady Vex defeated Claymore to win the world title for the 2nd time, becoming the only woman to win the world title more than once. And Mithras defeated the Immortal Griffith to win the Platinum Dragon Championship. Paris, it was, yeah, you're right. That was a great night. That was certainly a great night. That was just 2 years ago. Just time certainly flies when you're having fun. But that was Paris, France. And then last year, we were once again in Las Vegas. February 12th, 2021, Mithras once again won the Platinum Dragon Championship. For the 2nd year in a row, he won that title at Love Hurts, this time from Lady Vex. And Judgment defeated all 4 members of the Opaque Brotherhood in a gauntlet series. One of the major victories of Judgment's RAWF career came last year at Love Hurts. So that is basically what our Love Hurts history is. And yeah, tonight is the 8th installment of Love Hurts. We're having fun, certainly. So, you want it to get warmer. You want us to start going to warmer places. Is that right, El Lakin?
Yeah, that's exactly that.
Well, as I said last night, Unyielding will be March 20th, ladies and gentlemen, and it will come to you from the FTX Arena in Miami, Florida. We get to go to Florida, El Vacant. You should be happy.
Hi, Miami. It's great Cuban food. You know, it's the right time of year to go to Miami. It's not cold. It's not hot. It'll be lovely.
There you go. What? I also have another announcement to make tonight. Immortal 9, ladies and gentlemen. That is two pay-per-views from tonight. We've got Unyielding next month. And then April, hold on, I got to make sure I get this right because I screwed it up earlier. Because I almost said it was April 24th, and we will be at Reliance Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada for Immortal 9, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, that is going to feature, as it always does, the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, the annual Xanthar the Platinum Memorial Tournament, the glitchy winning Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament will begin that night, as will announcements to who will be going into the RAWF Hall of Fame at Rataversary in June. Immortal 9, The House Always Wins, comes to you live from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, April 24th. All right. So that is our announcements as far as the next couple pay-per-views go. And so with that being said, Elvika, I guess it's time to start talking to some people. What do you think?
I mean, we can do that.
We can do that. Let's do that. Let's bring on... Let's start with our Midnight Hobo Champion. What do you think?
I think that's a wonderful plan.
I'm sure you would never disagree with bringing on this lovely lady. She is Ladies and gentlemen, Maeve O'Hare, the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion, is joining us tonight. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Wolfman. Good evening, Vega.
Hi. How are you?
Back in cold.
Right? You don't
Not you too. Doesn't it get cold over in Ireland?
Why do you think she left?
Not like this. It don't get this cold.
It's 18 degrees. It could get a lot worse. Not like it's, you know, two below. Well, I'm sorry. You don't do Fahrenheit, do you?
You have a broken arm. It's not like if you were decapitated. Like, that's what you just said.
Well?
If it's -6 out there and it's thick and freezing.
Oh, my word.
Thing worse than all of these cold places that you send us in the winter is when you send us to all the hot places in the summer.
Oh, my word.
Like, look at me. Do I look like a 10, boss man?
Oh. I don't know why you are whiny about the weather. Good Lord, you're wrestlers. You're tough people.
Yes, who wear very little clothing.
It's warm in the arena.
He's got a point, boss man.
Oh, my word. All right. Well, you know, we're going to Miami. As a matter of fact, you all want to know where we're going to be the next 2 months, not just the next two pay-per-views. Here's the schedule I got made up leading up to Immortal. You've got Knoxville, Tennessee next week, Memphis, Tennessee the following, Jacksonville, Florida, Orlando, Florida, and then, of course, Unyielding in Miami. After that, we go out to the West Coast, Sacramento, San Diego, Los Angeles, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. You all should get plenty of sun over the next 2 months. I'm just saying.
That's going to be lovely.
I don't like sunshine. Do I look like a 10?
I'm sorry, Maeve. Where would you prefer we go? Somewhere that's always 50 degrees?
50 degrees? Good Lord, we'd all die.
No, not... Oh, my gosh. What is 50 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius? Oh, vacant. How do you?
So you mean like 12 to 14?
Sure, 12 to 14. Is that where you think we're gonna be there? Gonna go to somewhere that's 12 to 14 all year long.
The perfect weather is 12 to 14 degrees, partly cloudy,
120 degrees,
with misty rain. That's the perfect weather. I'm sorry that you don't understand that, boss man.
I dated a girl named Misty Rain once.
So you want to be in London?
Excuse you.
Oh,
I mean,
damn.
You just described London like 8 months out of the year.
I just described Dublin. Thank you kindly.
I can't
even look at you. Like, the amount of betrayal I feel, and you even implying such a thing. How are you, boss man?
I'm fine, Maeve. I'm fine. So you're just a few minutes away from squaring off with Luke Cage for the Midnight Hobo Championship on the line. Man, you know quite well. You were his tag team partner at one point in time.
Well, I'm not sure how well we know each other now.
Yeah, that brief reunion you two had as a tag team a couple weeks ago didn't go too well, did it?
I mean, it wasn't really my fault or even Lanny Buck Luke's. First off, Denzel's partner just up and leaves him because he don't want to be there. And then Denzel tries to leave and then decides he's going to come back. And it were a convoluted mess. But I feel like Luke and I coexisted as well as we could, given everything else that were going on. I got to see a little bit of what he's doing in the ring these days. He got to see a little bit of what I'm doing. So I'm interested to see how this goes.
Indeed, could be quite interesting. We will see. But with that being said, Maeve, Love Hurts for You has been interesting in your history. Let's see. I want to say this is your fourth Love Hurts. Would you say that's correct?
Oh, Zach, you got me doing math now. Third or fourth?
Last year at Love Hurts, you were Midnight Hobo champion, defeated Beast to retain the championship. But you also won the Hatfield and McCoy championship from DW. So that was the night I believe you became Maeve Two Belts, if you will.
Okay.
First time you'd held multiple belts in your RAWF career. And so that was definitely a memorable night for you. 2 years ago at Love Hurts, though, not so memorable as you challenged Cougs for the Estrogen Championship and were unable to wrest that away from her that night, although it was a really good match. And
you
let's
say
see
that's
here.
Not memorable. Like, I haven't thought about that all the time since then.
Have you now? Well,
that's
let's see
the
here.
One belt that I keep setting my sights on, and I keep coming up just short.
Yeah, I don't
like that.
Yeah, it is strange at this point that you have not been RAWF Estrogen champion, but you know, I'm sure that day will come. I'm sure there's a lot of belts in your future, but let's see here. Let me go back to 2019, take a look on the card.
2019, I believe, were the year that I faced Luke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You two. Let's take a look. Let's see here. Let's see here. Maeve O'Hare. Well, I don't see you on my initial scan of the card, so maybe you didn't. I don't know. Maybe this is only your third Love Hurts. Quite possible. I'm not sure. I don't see you on the undercard anywhere.
I'm trying to just... Now you've got me puzzling it.
Yeah, this is 2019. I am looking at the right one. Just make sure. Yeah, 2 years ago. So we can look into that later. But yeah, don't see you on the card for Love Hurts 2 years ago, which doesn't make sense. You've been around. Have you been around 2 years?
I came on in the summertime. So I might not have been signed with you yet. I think my first pay-per-view was Tropical Aggression 2019.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I don't see you here on the undercard at all, unless you were a late addition. But not seeing it. All right, but still, Love Hurts last year was a good one for you. And hopefully you make more Love Hurts memories tonight when you face off against Luke. So any last words for your former tag team partner?
Well, I'd say that I want him to bring his A game, but I know I don't have to worry about that. So
you didn't have one? I'm sorry, it was there.
You're just trying to get me in trouble now.
No, it was just there. The joke was there.
The statements made by El Vacant belong to him and him alone. No, what I would like to say to Laddie Buck Luke is that I know we've had our differences in the past, but I would like this to be an opportunity for us to go out there and do what we both do best. So I will behave myself. He does the same.
All right. Well, Maeve, good luck to you tonight against Luke Cage. Definitely going to be a hell of a match. I'm waiting, looking forward to it, seeing if that your love hurts luck keeps continues for you. Good luck.
Thank you, boss man.
Good night. Next up, he is Mr. RWF. He certainly has an interesting love hurts history himself. Let's bring on...
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Judgment. He is here. Good evening, Judge.
What's happening?
What's happening? Oh, well, what's happening, Judge, is tonight you face...
Hey, wait, before we leave, do you have those umbrellas?
Umbrellas?
Yeah, it says L.A. says it would. You know, since this is a Weather Channel now. For a minute, I thought Hollywood came back and we had stepped back into a different radio show. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, you did not just say that. You did
right,
not.
Right,
on to our next guest.
Yeah, on to our next guest. Thank you, Judge. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
What in the hell? What?
I have no idea what that was.
I have no idea either. But anyways,
so on to your questions.
Tonight, I mean, last year at Love Hurts, you pulled off a miracle. You defeated the entire OPIC Brotherhood in a series of gauntlet matches. And this year, you're just facing one member of the OPIC Brotherhood, but it's one that you have a lot of history with, and Uncle Frank. Your thoughts on facing Uncle Frank tonight?
You know, me and Uncle Frank go back, and it's going to be an interesting matchup again, because this is really one of the first times I've gotten in the ring with him again since we basically finished up. Yeah, I think I did it once before, but I'm just going to have to take it back to him like I did before the last time. Frank, maybe you don't want to just go ahead and back out again, because, you know, I would really hate to, you know, maybe it's time to bring the face in the jar back. You know, you guys
again?
Kept it really nice for me. You guys kept it really nice for me. You know, what else was there can do? You know, facing
no,
the jar, you know, he just...
No.
You know,
I know what you should do.
Maybe
that.
He's due for an upgrade. What we got?
I'm just saying, I know what you should bring back.
What's that?
How it feels to chew 5 gum.
Does that taste different?
Stimulate your senses.
Stimulate my senses. That's pretty funny. We can bring that into your new. That's what we're going to do, bring it into the. Yeah, I'm going to bring something back. Bring something back just for you, Amadeus. That's just what you asked for.
I mean, I have to know. You know, you seem to still, despite being a member of Anarchy, you still seem to have some sort of obsession with the OPIC Brotherhood, especially Killer Neptune. This whole champion's choice thing, you choose it. I mean, I get that he kind of played a trick on you at Jingle Hell Rock. You were the chosen opponent because you forgot to choose one for him and all that stuff. And you feel like you lost that match because of you lost in the Candy King Battle World because of Killa. But I mean,
yeah, he was responsible for that.
Yeah. You got him facing Knox tonight, but you didn't really give him that much of an advantage as you normally would. You didn't give Knox an impenetrable route to the championship. If Knox Boogie wins the title tonight, does that mean your little you've gotten your revenge against Killa?
That was to you. He's not asking me.
Judge?
Killa should have read the contract a lot better before he proposed to me to put me in that match. So we decided to wait and see what happens with Killa tonight. And then it's true. He's going to have one arm moves, and we'll see what happens. One hand moves, one arm moves, whatever you want to do.
Because, I mean, you've already got a plan sketched out for Unyielding if Killa Neptune retains the title tonight. So...
I do. It's going to be so much fun. And I've been working on the steps as well as for that match, because it's going to be good.
Okay.
How many times have you done a pickle match?
I agree that your steps are quite interesting and quite innovative. No doubt about that. So, you know, but if Knox Boogie wins that title, then that match doesn't happen, like you said last night. So
yeah,
we will see what
the match doesn't happen. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I'm giving Killa the chance to maybe say he's done. Maybe lay down and tap out to his brothers and all. Because next time he's going to be facing Paragon and the other brother. But if he was to get past the handicap match at Unyielding, just wait till he sees who I have got in mind for him to face at Immortal.
Okay, so you're thinking way ahead now. Okay, well we'll find out. But first, he's got to get past Knox Boogie, and you've got Uncle Frank on your plate tonight. Good luck, Judge.
Good luck to you, Amadeus.
All right. That was Mr. RAWF Judgment commenting on the whole Champions Choice Championship thing.
Yeah.
And El Vacant, I'm not sure what he's got planned,
Junior,
but
come here. Where's Steph Jr. go? What's he doing?
I don't know, but you're not here.
Steph Jr., come here. Steph Jr., give me that.
All right, let's bring on the First Lady of Anarchy now. She's got a big match tonight against Cassie Jo, their FUBAR City Street Fight. And... Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Cougar is here. Good evening, Cougs.
Good evening, L.A.
Oh, hi.
Hi. No, we're not in Ojai. We're in Indianapolis.
I see what you did there. Wouldn't that mean that technically we're in Indianapolis?
No, I'm not taking a nap.
All right, you win.
I do have a question, though.
Okay, for who?
For you.
Oh, okay.
That we're supposed to fight in the arena?
You don't have, well, no, not in a FUBAR City Street Fight, you don't have to, no, but, you know, Maeve is not in a FUBAR City Street Fight, she will be wrestling in the arena, so she shouldn't be cold, and El Vacant's here in a nice warm studio, so he's not cold, you know, they were complaining about the cold. How do you do in the cold, Cougs?
I have a fur lining.
Exactly, see?
Got a point.
Exactly.
Anyway, speaking of Maeve... I think she might need to speak with the psychologist because, I'm sorry, light rain and 14 degrees, and no, that's not perfect weather.
14 degrees Celsius. She goes with Celsius. She doesn't go with the Fahrenheit that we do here in the States. But it's still not
between 65 and 75.
Well, that may be true. That may be true. And, you know, I prefer myself 65 to 75 as well. I don't like it too hot or too cold. If it gets too hot, my hair frizzes. If it gets too cold, my hair frizzes. So, you know.
I was pretty happy, like 87 degrees, slight breeze, slight easterly wind, 2% humidity. It's beautiful.
You're Mexican. Of course you do.
Well, yeah.
You grew up in that kind of weather, but yeah.
I mean, it's a dry heat.
So, Coogs, before I ask you about Cassie Joe, real quick, your husband, Nightcrawler, challenging Chris Cage for the national championship. You know, he's been rather quiet since it was announced that he was going to challenge Mr. Cage. What's his mindset been like going into this match to get for the national title?
To be honest, I have not been in the same compound with Nightcrawler. Or with
Whoa.
My girls for the last 2 months. With different things going on right now, it's not safe for them. So I have gone back to my original compound that only I and my father know the location of.
Ew. Goodness. Are you okay? Is there anything we need to worry about?
Yes, I would worry.
Oh, boy. Okay, it's not, I mean, obviously, okay, I have no idea what that means, and I'm afraid to find out, so I'll leave that alone right now. So I take it this means bet, huh?
But knowing NC the way I do, I'm going to say he's been studying, because he's starting to get a little gold fever, I believe. Or he was the last time we talked.
You know, they have this thing like FaceTime. You can just talk every day. You don't have to be in the same room. And just saying.
It's kind of hard to get a signal underground.
Good Lord.
Upstairs, hang out.
Cougars aren't supposed to live underground. I'm just saying. They're not moles. Don't look at me like, okay, note to self, no jokes to Cougs right now, apparently. Whatever's going on. All right, so I take it this means extremely bad news for Cassie Joe tonight. I take it you're not going to hold back anything, considering right now it seems like you are barely restraining yourself as it is.
Well, I've already got my Freddy-like glove on, and I've already got my jeweled brass knuckles tucked away.
Oh boy. Yeah, I saw that clawed glove. That looks like something a prop from the movie Wolverine X-Men movie. Where did you get that?
Like, I'll tell my secrets on my weapons. I want to keep getting weapons. If I tell you who got them for me, everybody else will have them.
She has a point. Actually, she has 4 points.
Any final words for Cassie Joe?
I hope she brought her own medic.
Okay. And Cougs, you have quite the history at Love Hurts yourself. As we mentioned 2 years ago, you were estrogen champion, defended that against Maeve O'Hare. But you've also been other things at Love Hurts, including you were FUBAR City champion, retained the title 1 year. You were estrogen champion against Maeve 2 years ago, as I said. And then 2018, let's see here. Where is it? 2019. Pretty sure. You challenged Mithras for the Midnight Elbow Championship and were unsuccessful. It's still a good match against Mithras in 2019.
That was a good match.
In 2018, let's see here. Well, Oh, that's a superstar. No wonder. Sometimes I click.
I think I was. I thought I was on hiatus in 18.
I'm looking. You weren't in the estrogen. You might be right. It does look that way. I don't see you on the card. And the other two, I could go back, but a lot of things don't pop up right away. I'd have to do a little research that would take too long. So, well,
I remember when Love Hurts was actually you fought loved ones. I mean, I remember a time that I fought Sam.
That's right. I do believe you did have a match against your former husband, Sam Hain, 1 year at Love Hurts. So there was that. You're right. I did kind of try going that route with early Love Hurts pay-per-views where I tried to match people up with their loved ones. But sadly, I had to make the decision to go get away from that. But, you know, it is what it is. If it happens by automatic, then so be it. But, yeah, I don't think it sounds like pitting you against Nightcrawler tonight would make a bad idea anyway. So with that being said.
Yeah, he would get hurt.
Yeah. So with that being said, good luck tonight against Cassie Joe, and we will see where that leads, because I know you were in the top 25, and a win tonight would certainly be a boost in that direction and get you back in the title picture. We haven't seen you go after a title in a little while, so it'd be nice to see. Agreed?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm kind of into blood right now.
We have titles for that.
All right. Thank you, Kooks. One last person to have a conversation with. He is in the Triple Crown Championship match, but he's also got his eyes on that main event for specific reasons. Let's discuss the main event and the Triple Crown title with... Tonight, he competes for his very first Triple Crown Championship in his illustrious RWF career, but his eyes are going to be on that main event tonight. He is the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
As I mentioned last night, considering the rankings and the scores at this point, it is almost a 90%, 95 to 99% certainty that you'll be in a World Heavyweight Contender match here in a couple of weeks to face whoever is the world champion at Unyielding. So, and of course, we know you've had words with both participants in that main event, the World Heavyweight Champion, Simply the Best, and DW. With that being said, who do you think will win that match tonight? Who? I want to know your prediction for tonight's main event.
Honestly, it's going to be whoever sucks less. At this point, right? So it's going to be the most anticlimactic headlining event pay-per-view that you guys have had in, I don't know,
a year. Like, it's, I mean, it's not like you have any star power in the main event anymore. I mean, you had a really long run with amazing main events for your pay-per-views. And then the fans get this. I'd be really interested to see what the buy rates are like.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you because I know how you feel, but what your mindset is about the whole thing. But at the same time, certainly, I mean, obviously you've had words with both people and you have issues with both people for whatever reasons. But, you know, do you have a preference to who you would like to face on Unyielding if you get to that point?
Oh, absolutely. Now here's the thing. I'm going to mention the one that I have a preference with, and the other is going to try and go on some crazy delusional rant how, you know, me saying this means I don't want to face them and I'm afraid of them and blah, 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 blah. Let me be clear. I am about to mention who I want to win because I have a personal stake in facing that person. It has nothing to do with the other person in the match. Period. End of sentence. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, a little disclaimer. I would personally prefer if STB were to win that match because the whole reason that I've been on this, for lack of a better term, crusade is because of his behavior. So I am here to get back what is mine from the person who took it. Now, I'm perfectly happy to take it from the other one, but it'll be less satisfying when it happens.
I completely understand. I could see that. So your logic is you would rather win the belt back from STB than have to take it off of DW and have that out there where STB can just say, well, I beat you, and I beat you. I'm 1-0 against you in world title matches, whatnot. Actually, he's 1-1, isn't he? Now I think about it, because I think – so, you know, there's no rubber match. Yeah, I can understand that, wanting to have the rubber match since you're both tied 1-1 in world title matches. So it makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. So, but to get to that point, of course, I don't know if winning the Triple Crown Championship is necessary for you to get the number one spot, but it certainly it would guarantee it if you were. So with that being said, what can Wildfire and Miss Buta Fatale expect tonight from the Immortal One?
Pain. Pure and simple. Pain. I'm coming into that ring, and I'm doing what I've done to everyone over the last month. I'm going to run through you like Hobo's proverbial train. I'm going through you to get what I want.
I mean, that's as simply put as I'm sure you could make it at this point, because we know what your goal is. We know what your mindset is. We know where you're, what you're thinking. You want to be in that world title match at Unyielding. And to do so, you almost have to win the Triple Crown Championship. That being said, considering that, you know, you're going to, if you do win the Triple Crown Championship, you will have to defend that at Unyielding. And if you are also challenging for the world title and possibly defending the Supreme Fighter and even more, less possible, the Ultimate Gauntlet, are you fearful of having multiple matches at Unyielding and having to focus too many places?
I mean, have I ever been worried about it before?
No, but it's something I had to ask. And I realized, you know, there's plenty, like Mithras, Deez, you, Paragon, you've all been in that position.
Let's figure it out, right? Like, my worst case scenario in that regard is I walk into Unyielding having to defend Supreme Fighter, Ultimate Gauntlet, Triple Crown, and vie for the world, right? That's the worst case scenario right now. I mean, unless I get froggy and challenge someone and they're dumb enough to say yes and somehow get another title between now and then, which sure. I don't intend to do, so probably not like it. So there's four.
seeing I've had more matches than that at a pay-per-view, I'm not super concerned about it. But I will be blunt. If I come down to that, my concentration will be on that world title match for two reasons. One, because that's the whole reason I've done all this. Everything else can be sacrificed if it must be to achieve that goal. I don't think it needs to be, but if it comes to that, that's what will happen. Because two things happen. I achieve my goal, but I also secure the most prestigious position in this industry today, the world champion at my pay-per-view.
And, of course, you refer to Immortal as your pay-per-view because you believe that was, yeah, we're going to be talking, I'm sure.
Immortal will be amazing.
It was amazing. Immortal 9 will be even better.
Well, that's a whole year away. We don't have to worry about that yet.
But Immortal 9 is coming up. Immortal
8.
I've
only been here 8 years. This is Immortal 8. The first one doesn't count. I wasn't here.
Oh, Jesus. But let's quit talking about Immortal for a moment. Go back to talking about Love Hurts and some of the things that you've accomplished at Love Hurts. I mentioned earlier, in 2018, you won the FUBAR City Championship and the Men's Championship, both in one night from Uncle Frank and Paragon, respectively. What do you remember about that night?
Honestly, I'd forgotten that had happened. If I recall correctly, that was the first time I had ever won the FUBAR Championship, I believe. I believe that was the first of the two.
Actually, no.
Or was
it was
the second
time? That was the second time. The first time you beat Fusion Skull for it.
Oh, right. Wow. I've been here a little longer than I thought. God, Fusion Skull, there's a name we haven't talked about in forever.
This is true.
Sorry, take a little walk down history here. So one of the things I thought that was interesting about that night is like I had two pretty big matches against the people that were, as I recall, weren't they in the main event against each other?
They were.
And then I beat them. I beat them both, right?
Correct.
So the two people vying for the world champion both lost to me.
Correct.
Hey, I got a question for you. Who's in the main event tonight?
STB and DW.
Right, and the last time I faced both of them, who won those matches?
You did.
Oh, this seems familiar. Huh. It's funny, no matter where I am in the card, it's still my fucking show.
All right. Well, Griff, good luck to you tonight in the Triple Crown Championship match. We will see what the end result brings you, and we will see what happens down the road as far as the World Heavyweight Championship goes, depending on who walks out as the champion tonight. Any final words for you for your opponent in the Triple Crown Championship match?
Well, simply put, ladies, everything that happens from here on out is on you. You know my intent. How badly do you want to stop me?
All right, folks. That was the Immortal Griffith. He faces off for the Triple Crown Championship tonight against Wildfire and Miss B. Real quick, I'll check to see if there have been any late results coming in. There have not been, so not much. And for those of you who want to get to the game, you might want to catch it. Still a very close game with the Super Bowl with 6:13 left to go in the fourth quarter. Cincinnati leads the L.A. Rams 20-16. So you can now go check out the rest of that game if you've been here listening to us. For those of you who went to watch the game and are going to listen to us later, well, screw you. No, I'm just kidding. But
no, he's not.
I think we're going to call it a night, L. Vacant. And You might want to get out there and start shoveling. I don't know if there's any snow on the ground out there, but you might want to get out and check on the taco trucks. If those fryers froze over, you're in big trouble.
Oh, God. You know how hard that is to fix?
No. I never want to. All right. Thank you all for who participated and came and listened to us. Thank you for listening. We will return next week on After Hours, RAWF Network. The Saturday night title will be on the line this Saturday night for a random challenger in the chat. Starlight, the current champion, she will defend next Saturday. For El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF Love Hurts. Good night, everybody.
Hasta la bye-bye.